Alright, what kind of Hades have we cooked up today? Let's see. Oh my. How come there's demonstrators in the Argentine capital shouting, "Freedom! Freedom!" Gathered around the landmark obelisk in the center of Buenos Aires, waving Argentine flags and chanting anti-government slogans. We're going to give $5 billion to Colombia for rural development.
Why are we giving them money? Why can't they do it themselves?
Because we're trying to peddle influence. That's kind of the way it goes, I think. Corruption.
Why don't we just use that money and buy Colombia?
Because Gadiat and Roberts don't behave that way. Peruvian economy contracts 18% in June year to year. Here's what Argentina's all weird over. They discovered 1.7 billion barrels of crude offshore oil off of the Falkland Islands.
They're going to get popular.
That's why the Argentinian government wants it, because they want that oil. Hottest temperature in at least a century on Sunday in Mojave Desert. 130 degrees Fahrenheit. One of the hottest temperatures recorded anywhere on the planet in at least a century, and possibly ever.
Dang, you could boil water just going outside.
Sunday was the hottest day, period, in Death Valley, 130.
Wow.
So it's never gotten that hot. And it said, as far as we know in the whole world. And it's like, oh, Middle East? Doesn't compete with that? I guess not. Okay.
I may have to go to the bathroom before we go.
I think that's wise, given my experience yesterday. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see if my bowels get a little excited. Okay.
Human contribution.
What about them? They're throwing $5 billion at, what was it, Columbia?
Yeah.
For rural development. You're going, man, they could throw something at us. $5 billion is a lot of money. Oh, shoot. Yeah, something to think about. What's better? What's right? Was the initial Constitution the great thing? We seem to have a progression of government styles in America over time. It seems like we're still moving in the same direction, basically. No, he's not out of the bathroom. Matt, what's doing in there? Mom needs to go to the bathroom. Don't take too much time in there. Anyway. Are people chatting actually?
I just sent the form to your email. Sorry I didn't get it to you over the weekend. Thanks for helping. I already filled it out.
Yeah.
She should have gotten it.
Yeah.
I'm not redoing it.
Yeah. Well, I'll get more. It's like, no. He emailed it to you. Unless we did it wrong. But. Hey! I didn't know what you felt about what the Air Force had you doing there at the end, you know, doing the stuff for the clinic. But
I saw that.
You saw the one job that sounded like exactly that, almost?
Pretty much.
I didn't know if you wanted to have anything to do with that. Because I don't know how you really felt about doing it in the Air Force. That one seemed like, okay, Lee, he's out. Go for it, Lee.
Yeah, he's out.
Now you're exercising.
Stretching.
Oh, yeah. I guess he's stretching it out.
Yep. Bathroom again just to make sure I don't make a mess like yesterday. Oh my gosh, man, that was terrible. That was a terrible mess yesterday. You didn't know about it, thank goodness. It was an explosion of bowel bomb, man. Don't flush it, Lee! Ah! Lisa, I said don't flush it! Is it going? Well, you know, I don't want to repeat. That was a mess. Just in case. Hang on. Golly. So I'm recording all this fun. Well, it's good to know your troubles, I guess. I think this is the basic trouble I'm going to have. Well, in the morning, you start stirring and you have to just go. Okay. Alright, Sam. Give it a go, man. Your daughter?
I know.
Our daughter?
I know it's unimaginably late, but I swear I think it's in June, and I just found it working in a file. I was going to just wait and send it next year, but then I realized that I can't just give you a generic card on your 60th birthday. So here's a really late birthday card. Happy August.
Yeah? So she's saying it's a generic card, huh? Oh! Adventure before dementia.
Yeah. Adventure before dementia.
I wonder.
Looks like a sticker.
Yeah, I don't want to open it yet. Wishing you a year full of good times and great laughter. I never know what to write in here. Happy birthday, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
And this is from your mom.
My mother? So inspired to wait until this moment to open these up.
Just waiting for people to finish the bathroom. You done yet?
Yep.
You ready to go now?
Yep.
Okay, we'll go. I'll finish it.
I'm sure mom's will be big and whatever. And we'll see what she's got in her. What she's got, what she's thinking, you know, mom. She's always thinking of stuff. Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, Matt. Oh. Yes, you crazy people, I tell you. That was our mistake, I tell you. So, how did they situate the poor doggies? Or did they? Oh, alright. Well, I guess that's good. So that other dog is in the corner, huh? Alright. Yeah. Seemed pretty happy to be loose. Now not happy to be not loose. Darn birds. It's like their job. Hey, let's hit cars. Yeah. Dive bombing cars all the time. What do you think? Do you think it's something like a contest for them?
Maybe. Well, pest control had a very popular way of dealing with those dying birds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They posted an airman in a parking lot with a BB gun.
Woohoo!
The only requirement for that airman was that they had to be a marksman.
Oh. The university's got a cannon. Because there's like these big, huge, I mean, 2 trillion grackles will just kind of invade all the, a couple of trees. And they'll just sit there. I mean, they'll like a terrible racket. And of course, the poop underneath is just disgusting. And yeah, they go out there with a cannon. Boom! And that scares all the birds away.
Once the grackles reach critical mass, someone goes out there and fires their cannon.
It seems like they chased off the grackles.
I think they finally learned their lesson.
No, I think they just don't have enough stuff at Grackle's life around here. Grackle's kind of... I don't like Grackle. They're kind of bully birds. Well, I don't think we gave the Grackle's enough stuff to bully over, so they just moved on to some other place. And it's like, good. Glad to hear it. Our little sparrows and seagulls. There's a little bunch of them. Little turkeys up there. Want to get a BB gun and go after those guys. Yeah. Wish the salt gun had some range. But that's why I don't have dogs. Oh yeah. Yeah, Barbara keeps.
She doesn't keep it on.
Well, I think because she kind of wants the dog to let her know when things are going on. In kind of a steady state at work in case something else pops up. But I don't know. I think New Mexico Tech is fooling around a bit. You know? Advertising for jobs they really don't have. They're not taking down announcements for jobs that they may have already filled. Stuff like that. And you're kind of going, well, whatever. Thinking, hey, how do these? But they may be just waiting until they get enough people to do interviews. Eastern had to do that sometimes. So it's like, this thing's been open for a year. It's like, so, what's the deal? What are we waiting for? Yeah. Yeah, the vast majority, especially if it's like, this thing's been open since July of last year. And you're going, anybody who answered this is pretty much moved on. There's a bit of a, you get kind of skittish at jobs that don't fill, you know, because the big question is, what's so bad about the job that nobody wants it? It says your pay seems pretty good. Of course, I don't know Socorro's economy. Just for all I know, $90,000 for them is chicken feed. Of course, that's not true. I saw other jobs that weren't classified. They were down in the 40s and stuff like that. So it's like, ah, no. I don't think that's the problem. It might just be the normal thing. Everybody who ever got stationed at Cannon always complains bitterly about the fact there's nothing to do. Clovis is a little podunk town. You know. Cannon stand. Everybody's like, and I'm like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but apparently, yeah. Apparently, it's a duty station that nobody really wants.
Kind of like Minot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not Minot? At first, yeah. You're like, why not Minot? And then when you get there, you're like, oh crap, this place was a bad idea.
You think?
Apparently, the only person I've ever heard of who enjoyed Minot was my shopping CY student.
Huh.
Apparently he liked it.
Okay.
But of course he's crazy.
I see. Well, that's always done me a good turn. At least people stop bugging me about stuff. They just go, oh, but he's not. You know, yeah, yeah. So yeah, I can't really tell. And of course, I get no answer from a future employer. It depends on what they're after. Yeah, I don't know exactly where to put the real Lincoln. he was trying to do a sensational buck to sell, you know. But I think the problem is his take on it is not, can I be honest, it's about as popular as the Libertarian Party, which isn't very much. So, he wrote an interesting book that was not going to appeal to very many people, particularly. Most people like to be told what to do. It gives them comfort. Actually, more than comfort. Yeah. Who was it? Old Sprager. Maybe he was the one who said, people like being able to blame something else for all their problems. And when you have a strong, centralized, federalized government, you know, you can blame all your problems on it. And it's perfectly happy to take those kinds of accusations because you've given it all the power. That's what it wanted. And it doesn't, you know, as long as you don't rise up against it to stop it from doing something. That's why I think these riots are interesting. And the big reason why the riots are going on so long and they are, and nothing's really going on with them. Trump says he'll do something, everybody else is fighting him tooth and nail about it, is because the riots are about getting a stronger, more centralized government. Just one that panders to certain groups. And will the government do that to gain more power? Oh, absolutely it will do that. Of course, in a few years after they've gotten far more power, they don't have to pander to you anymore. They've got the power. It's all a question of what kind of ruse can we use to get more power. It doesn't matter. We can be nice, we can be mean, we can be, you know, we can do all kinds of stuff to make it happen, but then once we have it, well, then we get to decide what it is. Some vague group of power brokers get to say, okay, now this is going to work in your favor. And I don't think anybody ever comes to the realization that they're being used as patsies. And you're going, a strengthened and more powerful government has no interest in blacks as far as doing this gets them more power. I gotta catch you. I haven't brushed my teeth in a while. What do I mean? Focus phase of affection. Right here at the elementary school, man. I am so tempting fate. See you guys in a little bit. So yeah, oh, he's gonna do it again. What a guy. Go Sam. You can take a little time off, but you really can't take off much. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how inspired anything is, particularly. It's hard to say, and it's hard to know what course would have been the right one. Because it just basically happened. If I, you know, people say, well, let's let's go back to Jeffersonianism. But the group that says that rights are supposed to be things, free things that normally you would have to work to buy and work to pay for and work to have, should be handed out basically at the cost of other people. And that's what liberty looks like, is the liberty to have to do things to get things. And that's sad, because that's not liberty. Because as soon as you start doing that, it becomes obvious that you just can't let people have these things, because bad things come. I guess that I'm the guy of natural consequences, and the more nature we have, tends to give the maximum liberty. Nature is pretty, it's just nature, you know? If you learn how to make it work, if you learn how to grow things, if you learn this, if you learn to do that, then there's a lot of other things that you can do as well. Or the following other things you can do. And the only barriers are the natural ones, you know. If you want to have a car that goes 70 miles an hour, you're going to have to put together the resources, what's needed to acquire such a thing, even if it comes to building it yourself. You know, you're going to have to make that happen. Where when it's like, well, you know, life's unfair, everybody deserves a certain amount of things, everybody deserves a half-decent car, and you got to understand that half-decent cars aren't very good. The Yugo is a good example of a half-decent car. It's technically a vehicle. But yeah, is it poorly done? Yes. You know, and that's what concepts like socialism and communism buy you. You know, are you going to get food? Yes. Is it going to be good food? No. But everybody will have some. Now, it's a boon to the profoundly poor, you know. It's probably better than what they could have contrived. But at some point, it's just worse than anything. And is there always going to be striation? Yes. Are those who have higher positions in government either just going to have better things? Whether justified or not in the system's rules? Yes. And you go, socialism will always fall apart almost immediately, because you have to find some way to get people to do bad things. You can spend all your time trying to treat people as virtual slaves to do the tough stuff that nobody really wants to do. Or to fight for the top positions. You know, and you can have a lot of loyalists there. Oh, I'm working for the greater good of the almighty state. Or mankind. That was mostly the same thing. At least in their eyes. And people who are loyal to these things. I have a tendency toward this, but I actively, well, I don't know how to judge it, I'm not very active about it, but I do fight it. No. Sorry, guys. You were supposed to be given away a long time ago, but yeah, when it comes to this Lincoln book, think about what the scriptures say, which is non-distinct. You know, like I was saying before, you got Captain Moroni, who's a pretty rough customer when it comes to this stuff. You know, it was about fighting for liberty, and you do. It seems like liberty has to be fought for, both internally and externally, because you're not gonna. Because you're going to have forces against it on two sides. And of course, the constant people who are wanting to take power. And the whole Nephite thing of, well, you know, judges, Nephite judges behaved a lot. Of course, they had kings to begin with. Nephi didn't like it, but he kind of capitulated to it. And so there was kings. Until Mosiah pretty much said, you know, he has chief judge, but the voice of the people. So people could choose who the king was going to be, but then the king was the king. Of course, they were only a judge. But I think it's all the kings ever presumed to do. To lead their people in defensive battles. Come on. The judging disputes. That's a lot of what we see them doing. Pardon me. Oh. But anyway. A little roast beast. It's alive. Oh. Anyway, so it's really hard to say, oh, well, this is this. Good corollary to what's in the past. It's really not the same. It can have some similarities, that's for sure. So, yeah, when they say, oh, Lincoln stomped all over the Constitution, destroyed states' rights, which was a big, huge feature of constitutional government. Not quite like the Articles of Confederation, which were very, almost like a trade association. Stand. Pretty Jeffersonian. I'm a fan of Jefferson.